Welcome to the Road to Ironman 2020, Becoming a Better Me. This is the six-month journey of three novices, Gerard, Christine and Renzo, taking on what is arguably one of the toughest endurance races of all time.
Full Ironman takes place in Port Elizabeth on the 29th of March 2020. The distances covered are a 3.8-kilometer swim in the sea, a 180-kilometer bike ride and a 42-kilometer run.
And you can follow our journey on this podcast series, and of course you can follow us individually on our social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. Enjoy this episode.
Hi guys, welcome to the 26th episode. I think, I actually thought about it just now, guys. This would have been our episode the day after Ironman. And obviously things did not work out like we wanted to. I at least still had a happy ending last night. Not the kind of happy ending that most people think I like. Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later. Let me just take my foot out of my mouth. But y'all, COVID-19 happened. Everybody has listened to the last episode and things have been pushed out in South Africa. The African Championship is only happening in November this year. We've got a very special guest on the show today. He's all the way from America. He started to listen to our podcast a couple of months ago and according to him, he can't get enough of us, which is a good thing. And he was also planning on doing his first Ironman, I think around about the end of April. And obviously with Corona, that has also been shifted out. So we thought, well, let's connect and collaborate. And Harrison, from all of us, from our side, we just want to say hello and welcome to the Road to Ironman podcast.
Awesome. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I started listening to the podcast about 3 months ago when I had to transition from biking outside from biking inside and had nothing better to do but stare at a wall, and I was looking for podcasts, and I stumbled upon Road to Ironman 2020, and I like you said, just absolutely couldn't get enough. So I've been listening to you guys ever since, and I was signed up for Ironman Texas, which was supposed to be April 26th, and I was listening to your episode last week, and everything kind of, you heard what was going on, and then it, like, you kind of knew it was going to happen, and then it happened, and it felt real, and I, that was about 2 weeks ago, so been kind of working with that ever since, but it's been an interesting journey for sure.
Yeah, what about the States, Steven Harrison?
I'm in New Jersey, so okay. I'm a senior at Rutgers University in my last year, and I was looking forward to graduating, and then that also got canceled, so all my classes have been switched to online, which has been an interesting transition. So I've been at home with the family and in quarantine like everyone else.
So you're at home studying online, trying to get that done with the family in the house, and then still trying to keep your Ironman training going on some level?
Right. So I've been fortunate enough, I'm still able to bike outside, which is nice. The weather is warm enough. I got my bike out of the basement about a couple weeks ago. So I've still been biking, still been doing a little bit of running. I've kind of taken everything a step back, so I was really ramping up for April 26th, and then obviously once I got the news, I knew I couldn't keep going at the same intensity, so been doing a little bit less of everything, and the biggest hit for me really is that I've lost all access to a pool, because all gyms are closed, and the water is too cold here. Water is about 45 degrees out in the ocean, and just way too cold for me to swim in that. So I've been doing a little biking, doing a little bit of running, and for the longest time I'd been really trying not to drink any alcohol, but then I got the news and I broke open a bottle of bourbon. So I did that, trying to cut that out as I start to ramp up training again. I have to figure out some sort of plan, because they haven't given us an exact date yet for when the Ironman is going to be rescheduled to. It might be, they might just cancel it, they might postpone it, but in my mind, I'm kind of thinking if it can be sometime around October or November, then I can keep the training going.
Yeah. So just two things. Firstly, I did exactly what you did, right? When that Friday, when we got the news, the wonderful news, the first thing I did was I went to a bottle of really good bourbon that I got for my birthday, and I had a couple of stiff glasses of bourbon. And the other thing is, you know, just for the South Africans that are listening, who can't quite get their heads around 45 degree water, well, that's the equivalent of 7 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
So that's very chilly.
Yeah, that's like, for that water, Christine will at least put on a wetsuit.
definitely rough to get out in the water. And I didn't feel like buying a wetsuit for just the next couple months. So I figured, yeah. I grew up as a competitive swimmer, so that's my strong suit. So I know that if I can take
that. So nobody's going to see you, sadly, but you really look a lot like Michael Phelps to me.
I'm much, much shorter than Michael Phelps. I'm only 5'8". But I grew up as a competitive swimmer. And so I know if I could take a month or two off of swimming, it won't be the worst thing in the world. And like Christine, this is going to give me a lot of time to work on my bike because before Ironman, I'd never really ridden a bike before. I mean, I had a childhood, but like, really cycling. So this is, I don't know, trying to find the positives in all the negatives here. And, hopefully I can get my bike up to, something a little bit more respectable.
And Harrison, we've all chatted about our reason why, like why Ironman. What is your reason? What was behind your drive or your hunger to do an Ironman? What led you to all of this?
Right. So I think the why is obviously really important, because if you're just looking to do it to get the medal and post a picture, then it's hard to keep going when you get news like this. I've always been someone that likes pushing myself and kind of doing things that other people would, I guess, shy away from. So I've never really been much of a runner or anything. I was always an athlete, very competitive. And when I got to university, when I got to college, I kind of, I guess, lost that. And about 2 years ago, I decided to sign up for my first marathon. And I mean, the longest race I had ever done before that was a 5K. And I kind of just like to go all or nothing with these things. And I don't know, I started training for that marathon. It gave me a solid goal. And just that journey of really pushing myself and proving not only to myself, but to other people that like, this is totally something that almost anyone can do is really great. And so I finished that marathon and I kind of said like, okay, that was enough. And then the bug started to come back a little bit more. And I was like, I need to do something more. I need to do something bigger. And I started to do some research about what was out there and I found Ironman. And I was like, this is it. I'm going to do this. And I started talking to my friends about it. And they were like, you're all nuts. You're all nuts. And that just kind of made me want to do it even more than just reading about it online, hearing that other people were like, wow, that doesn't even seem like anything I could even fathom. And I think the title of your podcast really speaks to me. It's Road to Ironman, right? It's the journey that you take to become an Ironman. Doing the Ironman itself doesn't make you an Ironman. It's all the training that you have to do to get up to it. And I've learned so much about myself from this training. That you guys call it like your dark space, your pain cave that you go into. And I've certainly entered that place plenty of times in my training. And I feel like that's when you learn the most about yourself. And I don't really know any other thing that you can do that teaches you what Ironman training can teach you about yourself. So that's a little bit of why I'm doing it.
Okay, that's...
There's a quote. Sorry, Khaled, just to jump in. I'm looking for a quote I read this morning by Mike Riley, which speaks to exactly what you were saying, Harrison. So I'm going to find that on my phone while I give the floor back to Khaled.
Yeah, I think it's in true, let's call it Iron Man, or the not the stigma, the craze behind Iron Man, something like a coronavirus or the situation that we find ourselves in, is almost like trying to test us even further, more probably from a mental perspective than anything else. And I think somebody that put in the hard work for this Iron Man, obviously it's disappointing to all of us, but most of the people I spoke to was like, oh, yes, that's crap, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day they started to train again and they're carrying on. And I just think because you've put yourself through all of that tough training sessions, and like you say, you've faced your like inner deepest, darkest type of character, and you've been able to beat it time and time again while you're in that situation, we just naturally tend to be a lot more resilient than the average Joe out there. So then two or three nights after the announcement that Ironman has been postponed and we're not going to be able to do it, I started to just realize, you know what, this is actually, in the long run, it's going to be to our benefit. It's making us even stronger. And the road to Ironman is not just about the training. It's about becoming better so that we can just be able to handle life a lot better and all the curveballs that it throws at us. Because let's face it, we're living in a time where 6 months ago, if somebody told me, listen, yeah, the planet is going to go to a complete shutdown almost because of a virus, I would have said no, and that sounds like a movie I watched 10 years ago, and all of a sudden it's a reality. So I think all of this training is also preparing us for just life and then the difficulties that it can throw in front of us.
Did you find your quote?
I haven't found the quote. I can't remember which group it was in. Oh, it's so frustrating because there's so many triathlon groups. But I mean, Mike Riley was essentially saying that the fact that you do the race, so it's exactly what you're saying, Harrison. I mean, the fact that you're doing the race doesn't make you an Ironman. So when you cross the finish line, the fact that you cross the finish line is not that you're an Ironman, but it's a celebration of the journey up to that point. And it's the final confirmation. So it's almost the final confirmation that you have all of this in you. But I mean, Khaled, to your point, it's, you know, they're deep resources that we access as triathletes. Of course, not only triathletes, right? I mean, any endurance athlete, I think, or anybody who really commits deeply to a cause or a passion. If they're not prepared to compromise in any way that goal that they've set themselves, then there's a deep resilience that you build within yourself. And that's why I do triathlon. It's why I want to do Ironman. And I'm going through this process because I need to build that resilience. And now more than anything in this time, we need it. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these circumstances around the world are horrific. You know, if you follow the news in Europe and you look at what's potentially coming our way, I know the guys in New York, so not far from where you are, Harrison, are taking a lot of pain at the moment. The States is taking a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's been quite rough for a lot of my friends. I'm only about an hour outside of New York, and yeah, where I am is definitely a hot spot for it. I think New York and New Jersey are two of the places with the highest rates of COVID-19. So it's everyone's been stuck inside and everyone's on high alert. And I think, I don't know, I almost feel blessed to have Ironman in my life because it gives me a reason to get outside and kind of something else to do. I feel bad for all the people that are stuck inside and just kind of sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. And so in some regard, I do feel blessed during this time. But it's definitely been really rough. Wish this wasn't going on. Would love to been doing my race. And obviously I was thinking of you guys. I was very excited for you to complete your Ironman, which was supposed to be yesterday. I had the thought that I was just going to say, like, you know what, whatever, I'm going to 4:26, I'm going to go out and do an Ironman by myself. But without any resources, it seemed a little far-fetched.
Yeah, we had the same plan. When they canceled Ironman, we decided we're still going to go to PA and we're going to do it unofficially. And then slowly but surely, messages started to come through that domestic travel is going to be banned and stopped. And so we said, okay, well, let's rather do a half Ironman distance here in Gordon's Bay, which is like half an hour away from us. And then obviously the lockdown came in. So we ran out of ideas. And just to put things into perspective, so I would have asked Christine to get married when we finished Ironman yesterday. And then obviously that didn't happen. So that's why my happy ending that I was referring to earlier was me still asking her last night and she said yes. So at least that part came out the right way. And I communicated it to Ironman in South Africa and they want to interview myself and Christine when we do the race in November or in March next year. So at least they know about us now.
Social media celebrity.
You've got to pull out all the stops.
Oh, that's awesome.
But let's chat a little bit about the training that you guys are doing whilst in...
Hibernation
or in the confines of your immediate circumstances.
Harrison, were you training with a squad before of people or did you do your training on your own? Or how were you doing your training before you had to be more isolated at home?
Right. So I've done all of my training by myself exclusively. Like I said, the one thing I'd never really done before was ridden a bike. So I joined the Rutgers cycling team. And so I just to figure out the do's and don'ts and kind of helping me pick out a bike. And then after a couple group rides, I realized that I really needed to push myself a little bit more and I could only do that by myself. So biking, I've just been all on my own. Same with swimming and running as well. Obviously, like I said, I lost the pool, so I've really transitioned at this point only to biking and running, which has been okay. I kind of, for me, viewed swimming as like a recovery day. It was much easier on the joints and my body. So I've been actually doing a lot of yoga to stretch out and kind of take that as a recovery day, which has been, I find, really beneficial. Doesn't obviously not a one for one for swimming in any sense, but it absolutely helps to give you better body awareness and kind of if there's something that's bothering me, then I kind of have a better idea of what that is.
Okay, and then and currently you said you're still able to go and bike outside. Is the same with running? You're able to go like 2Ks away from home, or what's your circumstances there?
Yeah, there aren't any too intense, I guess, travel restrictions around me. So I can really, if I want, go almost anywhere. They haven't implemented anything yet. I think that is that's certainly the next step. So I know in places like Italy, they say don't go more than 5Ks outside of your house. Or I don't know what's true and fake on the news anymore. So I don't know if that's actually true, but... I like you're saying, I definitely think that's going to be the next step here. So when that does come, I guess I will find a way around it, whether it's just doing 1K squares around my block. And I don't know. It'll be interesting when I get to that point. I've been making do with what I have for now, though.
Well, so, I mean, just, you know, my eldest son lives in Amsterdam, and he's... They're not in a strict lockdown, but they are strongly encouraged and very, they're very aware of the rules in Europe, and people actually want to obey the rules. They can't understand people who don't. So the rule is stay at home, but they're not enforcing it with police and military. So they're told to stay home as much as possible. Here in South Africa, we're, well, the law is passed. We're not allowed to leave our homes unless we need to go and buy groceries or get some essential medical services, that kind of thing. And they've got the police and the military out patrolling. So normal training has resulted in people like Christine flipping tires and running around. She and Fella running around their house. And actually, I was thinking about Harrison, you know, you and other people in the Northern Hemisphere who have winter and have proper pain caves, who will train indoors and they'll have a treadmill and they'll have the indoor trainer on their bike and even the endless swimming pool. And guys like Triathlon Taran, obviously Canada, but so I was thinking about, I need to get training again. So I've been lazy.
We've been checking your Strava.
Strava has told everybody the truth. I'm not trying to get one. I can't hide.
No fake news.
So I've been working. I've got some projects that have kept me busy, and I've allowed myself the space to just focus back on my business and let the training slide a bit. But I'm going to go back here, and I've literally set up in our garage the treadmill and my indoor bike, my bike on the indoor trainer, and then I'm fortunate enough to have a swimming pool here, and I've rigged up a contraption that's going to hold me while I swim, so that I can just swim.
Please take a video.
We expect little movies like I made. We expect those. Okay.
They will be on the group, because here's the thing, and I can't claim that it was my idea first, even though it was, okay? I can't claim it because it's not on social media yet. In that I was talking to my partner, Marilee, about doing a full Ironman at home, and I just don't know if the treadmill will cope, and I don't know if my indoor trainer or my bike will cope on the indoor trainer for 6 hours, But I've been playing with the idea of doing my own Ironman at home.
Mm.
Not now. I'm going to give myself a few weeks to get back up to speed, and then let's see.
Cool.
So that's my training, kind of. And I know if Mark, my coach, is listening to this, I'm going to get a phone call and he's going to shit me out. But anyway.
Because what was I going to say? I tried. I just looked on Bike Hub the day after the lockdown announcement. I thought, oh, let me find an indoor trainer. Like, we need one anyway. And I found one, but then obviously people recognized this, that like people started storming all these, like anyone they could find with an indoor trainer. Like, they are none available to buy. Harrison, one of our retail chains here is called Sportsman's Warehouse, and they sell sporting equipment. And on the day before lockdown in South Africa, they sold 3,000 treadmills. So there's, wow. I mean, there are no indoor trainers available at any of the bike shops I know. No treadmills. We don't have space for a treadmill, but we would at least have been able to have an indoor trainer, which now we don't have. But we will get one. Just in case
right.
There's another outbreak. Carry on.
That's definitely been a blessing, like I said.
Mm.
It's having the ability to still ride inside is really nice. I knew as soon as it hit somewhere around 40 degrees, I want to say in November, December, I made the decision to get an indoor trainer, and was really fortunate that I was able to get one. Because obviously this COVID-19 wasn't going on. And I think we're seeing that with so many things that are sold out. I think if you just look on Amazon or anywhere, you can't get a yoga mat, you can't get a puzzle, you can't get anything that would kind of numb the pain a little bit. As there was this mad dash to kind of get stuff. But yeah, I guess you just got to keep your eye on it and maybe it'll pop up. That would be the hope.
Yeah, but I mean,
think after our lockdown ends, there are going to be some incredibly good bargains on our secondhand channels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, talking about doing all of my training on my indoor trainers, and the weather is superb. It's we're heading into fall, right? Autumn, and it's beautiful out. And the idea of being indoors training just doesn't compute in my head. How it is.
Yeah. Right, certainly a little easier to be inside when it's cold or rainy, but just knowing that it's 70 and sunny outside and you got to sit in your basement is I can't even imagine that. That's got to be rough.
Yeah, I also think that this is the perfect time to I've got two approaches to this. Now, I did my first long run in the garden on Saturday morning, and we don't have a lot of space to work with, so I ended up doing a figure of eight loop just to make sure that I'm giving my right turns and my left turns equal opportunity, because I didn't want to just work on the right hand turn and then I sort of hurt something on the right hand side that's overworking. I did obviously run with headphones, which is something I normally don't do, because when I'm running, I just like to enjoy the outdoors. But I really needed it, because I'm talking about a 30 meter figure of eight loop that was, I took 3 hours to do it in. And it was afterwards, I'm currently still stiff in places that when I ran my marathon at the end of February, the next day I was climbing out of bed there was nothing wrong with my legs. Now all of a sudden, small muscles next to my shins that wasn't used to that working, because it was very sharp turns that I needed to do. So instead of getting frustrated and saying, oh yes, this feels so crap, I've turned that around and I said, you know what, you see, this is actually now training certain muscles that I would have otherwise never trained. It's another mental victory that I go through that I would have potentially never gone through. And it is potentially making me stronger for when I do eventually do Ironman. So we should also take these restrictions that we are under. Obviously, we're doing it for the right reasons and not trying to spread corona, but it's the perfect opportunity. I've never liked cycling, I must admit. It's not, I love running, but I hate...
Why you guys don't like bicycles? What's wrong with all of you people?
But the one thing I hate more than cycling is cold. And when Christine said she wants to get an indoor trainer, I was already thinking about winter. It's oh yes, this thing.
He
is
was like, no, we need a cycling computer, we need a mat, and we need this, and we need that, and so we're gonna get kitted up.
We can't talk about winter when we've got an American on the phone.
I know.
when it's 40 degrees, when it's 7 degrees outside, for us that is. Nothing. We won't leave our bedrooms for that kind of temperature. Harrison, you're talking about 70 degrees. It gets 90 degrees out there. And that's in the fall, right? That's in autumn. So
you guys are really spoiled. It gets way colder than that. Fortunately, same here. It's autumn. Our autumn is obviously a little bit chillier than yours. But winter is just absolutely brutal. I anything that's above freezing, so when it's above 32 or 0 degrees, I can still run outside. At least I'll just wear a sweatshirt and a hat and some gloves. But once it drops below freezing, that's the no-go zone for me.
Yes,
I can't even imagine that.
Definitely rough. And considering my race was going to be in Texas, where it's I guess similar weather to South Africa, it's a lot hotter. That was just another beast that I was going to have to face, because it was just going to be brutally hot, probably somewhere around 80 degrees. And nowhere in my training was I training when it was 80 degrees, because I started to do this maybe for the first month of my training, but whatever, I was running 3 miles at most and barely biking. And so I really hadn't done any hardcore training in the heat. Maybe this will give me a little bit more time. I'll be able to train through summer and really get to experience that. It'll set me up better for the race.
Yeah, awesome.
That's interesting because that flips it on the head for us, because we train through summer to compete at the end of summer, and so we were good in terms of heat training, but now we're going to have to train through winter and then do a summer race. So that's going to be an interesting, different dynamic.
Sorry, can we rephrase? You will be training through winter and doing a race at the beginning of summer.
Yes, ma'am. I will. And I'll do that next year too.
We'll try and go and support you.
I'll be right to my second Ironman 2021.
Take two.
Take two.
But yeah, we'll still, like, I will have to keep training through winter if I want my bike to improve. And I don't know what to do with myself. You've seen like the types of training that I'm doing, like short little runs, lots of skipping, like CrossFit type of workouts. And that's what I'm pretty much going to do for the next 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how long this lockdown is for. But yeah, Harrison, we've got the choice here to either defer the race to the 2020-2021 race, or to move the date, which is the new official 2020 date, which is in November. So Rienzo's moved to the November date for 2020, but we can't do that. So we're doing the one next year again, which is the 14th of March.
Right, so, which is, I guess you said you have some kids, and I guess their birthdays are in November. So
yeah,
smart decision to celebrate that instead of the race. And I wish I had that decision yet. Ironman Texas still hasn't come out and given us an official date for the postponement or for the race yet. I feel like I will probably take the postponement date instead of the 2021 date, just because I guess a little bit shorter training time, and I really, really am itching at this point to do the race, and I know I have to obviously settle down, because at this earliest it'll be another 6 months. So yeah.
Awesome, guys. This has been fun. Harrison, thanks for joining us. And it would be awesome if you can keep on staying in touch with us and sharing your journey. Let us know once you know what's happening with the postponement on your side. And if you do go into lockdown mode, share your creative training ideas with us as well.
And we can interview you after your Ironman again.
Yeah.
When you've finished on the red carpet, we can do another interview and find out from you how you experienced the day.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Can you send...
Thank you guys so much.
It's a pleasure.
For having me on.
Can you send me a photograph of yourself training or something that I can use for the cover of the podcast as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I'll send something over right after the call.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Renzo, any parting words before you start your new training regime tomorrow?
No, it's starting on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Still got to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
My parting words are, I think it's not so bad for us, because I saw a guy complaining online today about the fact that he'd entered 8 Ironman events this year.
Yeah.
8?
And they all got pulled. So he is.
Sure.
I don't even want to know the financial situation he's in, but talk about disappointment.
It could be worse, so, right?
It could be a lot worse. And at least we get to do what we love and even have a purpose. You know, part of the coaching, just my parting words quickly is that, you know, with everybody being confused and concerned and even anxious and upset about what's going on with COVID-19, I've been coaching a lot of people over the last few days in terms of how to handle the anxiety and the fear and all that kind of thing. And it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people, because the lockdown is real in Europe. The lockdown is real in South Africa, as we know. And so people are struggling, and at the very least, we've got this. You know, I mean, we got our health and we got our families and we have, you know, good lives, thankfully. But besides that, it's an amazing thing to have Ironman or a bicycle or an indoor trainer, or the fact that we can run around our yard, or the fact that you can go for a run, Harrison, in 7 degree weather, crazy. But at least we have this, and at least we have our health, and so I'm very grateful for that. And it's been fantastic meeting you and having you on the show. Having on the show, listen to me. I feel like Jimmy Fallon. It's been great having you with us and chatting to you.
Truly a pleasure. I feel starstruck. I've been listening to you guys for the last couple months, and finally being able to meet you has been great. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Absolutely.
And our two our loving new couple. Well, new. In inverted commas.
No. We're getting married in our wetsuits. No, I'm kidding.
It sounds kinky, but
bicycles. I was getting excited.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Stay well, guys.
Have a great
Thank
evening. Take care. Be safe. Keep your distance.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.